This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen. We are very thankful and grateful to Allah Rabbul Alameen who have given us the opportunity until today to carry on with our Ramadan al-Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us extra energy to stay awake in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We know that the last 10 nights of Ramadan, known as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is a night that Allah Rabbul Alameen will reward us for those who, alhamdulillah, Allah choose, He'll give them that reward. Khairun min alfi shahr, a reward of the deeds that whatever you engage in, Allah will reward you more than 1,000 months. More than 1,000 months, not only 1,000 months. Khairun min alfi shahr. But what is important, brother and sister, is our intention. Our adab in looking for Laylatul Qadr. But in the same time, there was a hadith from Aisha radiallahu anha that when Laylatul Qadr, the last 10 night, she asked the Prophet, what should I do? What kind of special dua that I should recite? It's very simple. Allahumma innaka afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Very simple dua. Now that dua, even is simple, it reminds us about Allah's mercy, who loves to forgive. So we keep on asking Allah to forgive our sins, and Allah loves to forgive, and He loves those who love to forgive. So this kind of feeling is very important for us to develop. We should always develop the feeling of we love to forgive each other for the for those who keep on forgiving one another for the sake of Allah, you will never lose anything except Allah will give you izzah. Allah add glory to you, honor to you. I have quoted this saying last night or maybe two nights ago, but it's important. The Prophet ﷺ did mention in other hadith, أَوْصَانَ رَبِّي بِتِسْءٍ أُوْسِيكُمْ بِهَا. Allah remind our Prophet ﷺ with 9 noble things to do. And I, the Prophet, is going to share with all of you these 9 wasiyah. An a'fu amman zalamani. Prophet said, you must always prepare to forgive those who have done wrong to you. If those who do not make any mistake to you, do not cause you harm, there's nothing to forgive. But those who have done something bad to you, you feel that they have done something bad, you just learn how to forgive. Khalas. Wa uqti man haramani. The second one is you love to give, even they never give you anything. They don't remember you at all, but if you remember them, keep on remember them, give them thing, no problem. You have extra share. You don't only give for those who give you. Normally we do give for those who give us. But people who don't give us, there's nothing for us to give them. But for the Prophet, it's like our children, they hardly give us anything. Ask your children, do they give you anything? But every day you keep on giving to your children. When you travel, you think of your children. When your children travel, they think of themselves. They don't think of you. But not our children here. Our children here, alhamdulillah, they're good children. But you keep on giving. Even they don't appreciate, they don't give you anything in return. Yeah. Your birthday, you have to give them. Their birthday, you give again. How best to be children always. Yeah. Sometimes I love people to call me Saudara Baru. New convert, because I always new, never old. No. So if I do something wrong, don't blame me, I'm still new. وَعَاصِلَ مَنْ قَتَعَانِ. And also the people who once upon a time who are very close to you, suddenly they are no more close to you. If you have the opportunity to be connected to them, be connected to them. For the sake of Allah. If you do just for the sake of dunya, it won't help. But for the sake of Allah, it helps you. Because this is what Allah wants us to do. Allah loves us to do. I know it's not easy, but we have to try our level best. Allah only helps those who help themselves. But when you try and people still are not happy with your effort, then you just leave them in peace. Don't let them bother you anymore. Neither you bother them and don't let them bother you. Let them do what they think is good for them in peace. We hope that they will leave you in peace. And this is very important. I only share with you three tonight. One is, learn how to forgive. Second, learn how to give. If you can. Alhamdulillah. Firstly, we would like to thank a lot of our jama'ah, the brothers, the sisters who have been very kind. Sister Suraya and the family is very supportive. Tonight also they prepare drink. They keep on prepare drink. And we only come and drink. Alhamdulillah. Allah may reward them for that. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. And sometimes they are so kind that they do not only prepare drink for you. They also prepare the tapau for you. If you don't have to drink here, they'll let you bring it home. MashaAllah. Yeah. We have brothers also who have been very kind to us, to the home, to our children. Yeah, they organize iftar there. Alhamdulillah. But don't worry for brothers and sisters who do not do that. Yeah, because if everybody do that, then no, it's also very tough. You know. So it's somebody who organize, who prepare food, and some who love food, they just come and eat food. Alhamdulillah, but just don't forget to make dua for them at least. Allahumma at'amana at'amana wa azqaman shaqana. We ask Allah to give them better food than the food they have given us. Give them extra barakah. Especially the last 10 night, brothers and sisters. We know that we have the spirit to iktikaf. One of the sunnah of the Prophet at the last 10 night of Ramadan from Aisha radiallahu anha is to perform iktikaf. The only thing that because we came across a hadith said la iktikaf illa fi thalatha masajid, and that's why we just try our best to follow this hadith. There are a lot of people who are iktikaf, but because of this hadith, then we choose not to iktikaf except the three masajid. The three masajid is where the Prophet said, Masjid al-Haram Makkiyah, al-Haram Madaniyah, and Masjid al-Aqsa. Other than that, of course, there are a lot of people doing iktikaf too. But because of the hadith that we are exposed to, yeah, so we exclude ourselves. But what is important today, iktikaf, is to be the guest of Allah. The Malay use the term bertapah. That means you are spending time just to be with Allah. But now things have changed. You can itikaf, but you can bring your office together in the mosque. Just one laptop plus smartphone khalas. So everybody still can communicate with you, and you can communicate with them. Business goes on like normal. But the real itikaf is a bit different. When you enter the masjid, al-jama', the three masajid which the Prophet said, you cannot leave the masjid except for the call of nature. Even when you want to break your fast, have dinner, have sahur, you cannot leave the masjid. There will be people who have organized the thing that they will send food to you. When they know you are the people who are itikaf, you have people who will arrange to send food for you. There is the real itikaf. Some people still go to office, and then after office hour, they come to the itikaf. That is our way, not the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you really want to make itikaf in the future, plan your journey to the Holy Land. Other than that, you try to stay awake at night, and you know one of the rahmah, the blessing of Ramadan, is because Allah revealed the Holy Quran. And Allah said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Quran is a healer and a rahmah for those who believe. Because everything you want, everything you are asking from Allah is in the Quran. You just have to act accordingly, have faith, have patience, have tawakkal, inshallah. Allah will give you what you want, but you must have that. You must have sabar, you must have tawakkal, and you must not give up hope. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah said, don't ever give up hope. Because I, Allah, is always forgiving, merciful. I do not ignore the prayer of my servant who asked me. Udu'uni astajibu lakum. Call upon me, I will respond. But time Allah fixed for us. Allah do not go according to our time. Islam don't follow us. We must learn how to follow Islam. That's how it goes. So while you are praying, making dua, brother and sister, don't forget, pray for all the Muslims wherever they are. People in Kashmir, in Syria, people in Burma, wherever you know that the Muslims are suffering, even you are not there for them, at least you remember them in your prayer. At least. If you don't do that, you know something is not right in your heart. That means you don't care. You have to have that feeling. We have been blessed living in this country. There's a lot of peace, comfort, but there's a lot of unrest for our other fellow family members among the Ummah who is suffering. People in Qatar, wherever they are, we do not know what is happening to this part of the world. Only Allah knows better than all of us. Neither want to be judgmental. We just have to pray very hard, so that Allah Rabbul Alamin open the heart of the Muslim leaders and the Muslim Ummah to work together as one Ummah for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alamin. InshaAllah. The night of power is in. Actually, the Prophet was given the knowledge by Allah to identify which night. The knowledge was given. And the Prophet was going to convey this to his Sahaba. At that point of time, Allah Qadar, the Sahaba was busy discussing a lot of issues. So the Prophet, normally when people are discussing, he don't interfere, he just let them solve their problem first. After they stopped discussing, the Prophet forgot. Allah make him forget the date. So he said, look for the Laylatul Qadr, the last 10 night. The last 10 night may differ from us and in the other country, yeah? But just try to stay awake more. Yeah? Not just to stay awake watching television. No. I think I have informed all of you from day one. Ramadan come in, television also fast. Yeah? If you find difficult because of the remote, then you have to pull it out, yeah, from the plug. Unplug. Every unplug and you stay connected with Allah. When you are on the TV, you know what is going to happen. I hope that this year there's no football competition in Ramadan. Do they have football match today, this Ramadan? None, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Last few years there is, you know. So sometimes, you know, it's a test. You are Qiyamul Layl or Qiyamul football, you know. So for those sisters who always prepare food for Eid, yeah, don't waste your time a lot. You can prepare, but also you must have time for yourself with Allah Rabbul Alamin. Yeah? Don't over prepare. Yeah? It's important not to waste the last 10 nights. May Allah make it easy for all of us. May you have a good Ramadan and a good Laylatul Qadar. We'll see you again tomorrow night. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته